people get high on music. Some folks get high on life. Some girls get high about getting husbands. Some husbands get high when their wife's not looking. Some folks get high being downhearted. They love to moan and weep. Me, I get high on reefer.
Reefer!
Then I fall asleep and I dream about an island in the Caribbean.
Holding hands.
Holding hands.
With you.
With you. Beside the sea.
Beside the sea.
And I wonder, do you dream about when you put that reefer in your mouth? In my dream, you dream, dream of me.
It up today with the Two Man Gentleman Band with I Get High on Reefer from their album Dos Amigos Una Fiesta from 2010. Such a fun song and such a funny idea as well. Prior to that, one of my favorite, Julian Cope fronting The Teardrop Explodes. That's a Thief of Baghdad from Kilimanjaro, just one of my favorite albums ever from 1980. Love that album. Every cut on it is great. Prior to that, from Cambridge, Mass, of course, slipping in more Boston music, was Passion Pit right there, Where the Sky Hangs, from their album from 2015 that is Kindred. Prior to that, Ian Matthews with Shake It from Stealing Home, a 1978 AOR soft rock classic. Ian Matthews was a member of the Fairport Convention and also played with Donald Fagen and Walter Becker in school, and then made a solo album after much encouragement from Bob Dylan that he met on a chance meeting. Just a great story behind a really great song, actually. And starting it off this last set with Wayne County and the Backstreet Boys. Not those Backstreet Boys. Different Backstreet Boys with Cream in My Jeans from Max's Kansas City, 1976 and beyond. And that is a great song from Wayne County. Thank you so much for being here, everybody. You've been listening to Take Another Hit on the FMU Rock and Soul Stream. Stay tuned for the drop-in show with J. Reagan K. So exciting. Love you all. Come back next week and we'll have a great time. I guarantee it. Bye, everybody. And stay tuned for my friend Stu Rutherford with We're Out of Sight as well. Love you. See you next week. Woohoo! Bye, everybody. See ya.
People hear more and more music on WFMU.
welcome to Drop In, a weekly, free-form program brought to you each Saturday by a guest of Rock and Soul Radio. And now, here is this week's Drop In show.
The Batmobile. Let's go.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
You're ready to move, huh?
Come on.
lips, all fueled with hearts of perfidy, alcohol and skin of tunes. My car is breathing hot and heavy, man, with a vicious evil growl. It's enough to wake the devil, man, it's enough to make him howl. See, the night was full of nitro and we thought we would explode. When that limo hit 100 and he ran us off the road, I woke up choking at the smell of burning hair and gasoline. Twisted chrome, melted glass and broken bodies at the scene.
We'll be right back. stock for that car. Stage 1 head on it. 456 gear in the back. Got a 455 gear plate in it. And it runs good. Like I said, it'll be in the car. It's a stock setup car, stage 1 head on it, 456 gear in the back, got a 455 gear load in it, and it runs good. Like I said, it'll be in the car.
You better not spend no money on
a
race car.
It's a stock to the car. Stage 1 head on it. 456 gear in the back. Got a 455 gear boat in it. And it runs good. Like I said, it'll be in the car tomorrow.
You better not be spending no money on no race car.
It's a stock to the car. Stage 1 head on it. 456 gear in the back. Got a 455 gear boat in it. And it runs good. Like I said, it'll be in the car tomorrow.
You better not be spending no money on no race car.
Coming through that door. When I left, she said, come back again. I watched them lonesome boxcar wheels turning down the tracks out of town. And it's on that lonesome railroad track I wanna lay my burden down. I was raised on the farm the first years of my life. Life was pretty good, they say. I'll probably live to be some ripe old age. Death will just stay out of my way. This world can take my money and time, but it sure can't take my soul. And I'm going down to the railroad tracks and watch them lonesome boxcars roll. There's some big old Buicks by the Baptist church. Cadillacs at the Church of Christ. I parked my camel by an old haystack. I'll be looking for that needle all night. There ain't gonna be no radio tires turning down the streets of gold. And I'm going down to the railroad tracks and watching lonesome boxcars. We'll be right back.
mile stretch on an Indiana road when a sky blue jaguar and a thunderbird fold. Jaguar sitting on 99, trying to beat the bird to the county line. Just a half a mile from Newtonville, had a speed sign sitting at the top of the hill. Said 35 miles and stay in line, but the jaguar and thunderbird never made the sign. Slow down, little jaguar, keep cool, little thunderbird fold. Newtonville was a real small town, had 102 and 9 acres of ground. Some stool pigeon put the sheriff wise, told him park down in Newtonville and catch him guys. Sheriff laid low, half hid in the weeds. Parked for 8 days, didn't nobody speed. All of a sudden, dust rose on the road, said, here come the jaguar and thunderbird fold. Slow down, little jaguar, keep cool, little thunderbird fold. Sheriff double clutched second, put him in third, took right out after jaguar and thunderbird. He knew he'd get a bonus and a big fat fine if he caught him before he crossed that county line. Sheriff never drove his car 100 flat, but if he aimed to get him, he had to do more than that. Crest of the hill, he's about a yard behind, there wasn't 2 more miles to the county line. Slow down, little jaguar, keep cool, little thunderbird fool. Old sheriff was counting on it down the grade, with the tailwind pushing, and he had it made. Thunderbird saw the sheriff gain his speed and waved goodbye. Jaguar pulled in the lead. Jaguar said, you ain't won the race yet, and pulled back around the bird like a sable jet. Sheriff front bumper was a yard behind when the T-Bird and Jaguar crossed the line.
I left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillacs. Every day I'd watch them beauties roll by, and sometimes I'd hang my head and cry, 'cause I always wanted me one that was long and black. One day I devised myself a plan that should be the envy of most any man. I'd sneak it out of there in the lunchbox in my hand. Now getting caught meant getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least $100,000. I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is. The very next day when I punched in with my big lunchbox with help from my friend, I left that day with a lunchbox full of gear. I've never considered myself a thief, but GM wouldn't miss just one little piece, especially if I strung it out over several years. The first day I got me a fuel pump, and the next day I got me an engine and a trunk, then I got me a transmission and all the chrome. The little things I could get in my big lunchbox, like nuts and bolts and all four shocks, but the big stuff we snuck out my buddy's mobile home. Now up to now my plan went all right, till we tried to put it all together one night, and that's when we noticed that something was definitely wrong. The transmission was a 53 and the motor turned out to be a 73, and when we tried to put in the bolts all the holes were gone. So we drilled it out so that it would fit, and with a little bit of help from an adapter kit, we had that engine running just like a song. Now the headlights, there was another sight. We had two on the left and one on the right, but when we pulled out the switch, all three of them come on. The back end looked kind of funny too, but we put it together, and when we got through, well, that's when we noticed that we only had one tail fin. About that time, my wife walked out, and I could see in her eyes that she had her doubts. But she opened the door and said, honey, take me for a spin. So we drove uptown just to get the tags, and I headed to ride on down Main Drag. I could hear everybody laughing for blocks around. But up there at the courthouse, they didn't laugh, 'cause to type it up, it took the whole staff. And when they got through, the title weighed 60 pounds. I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac. Come on. Haul. Oh, this is the Cottonmouth and Negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up. It's cheaper that way. What model is it? Well, it's a 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59 automobile. It's a 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67.
Beside the ocean on our moonlight. I've got an advice.
We'll be right back.
holy flypaper.
Good evening, this is Jay Reagan Kay. Hope you all enjoyed Life, Liberty, and the Hot Pursuit of Cars. At the top of the hour, we had To the Batmobile, Nelson Riddle, from the album Batman, the exclusive original television soundtrack, 1966. Next, we heard Whiplash by Big Stick, off the album LP, 2019. Next, we had Jello Biafra with the Melvins, Yuppie Cadillac, off the album Never Breathe What You Can't See, 2004. Alice Cooper took us on a trip down Dynamite Road, off the album Paranormal, 2017. Next up was Delta 88 Nightmare by X, off their album Alphabet Land, 2020. Next, we heard Unsafe at Any Speed by Agent Orange, off their album Virtually Indestructible, 1996. Next up, ZZ Top, Arrested for Driving While Blind, Tejas, 1976. Next, we heard Rush and their dystopian car chase classic, Red Barchetta, Moving Pictures, 1981. You Better Not Be Spending No Money on No Race Car, Big Stick, Pro Drag, 1995. Next, we heard Joe Eli with Boxcars, from The Best of Joe Eli, 2000. From Highway 61 Revisited, from a Buick 6, Bob Dylan, 1965. Kinks had Gave Us Cadillac, from the 1964 album Kinks. From the 1960 single, Chuck Berry gave us Jaguar and Thunderbird. From the 1976 single, Johnny Cash gave us One Piece at a Time. The Ribeye Brothers brought us Shit Car for the album New Ways to Fail, 2009. Next, we heard The Doors with Moonlight Drive off of Strange Days, 1967. Again, from the album LP, Big Stick gave us Burning Rubber. And we closed the show with Gary Numan's Cars, from The Pleasure Principle, 1979. Thank you all for joining me tonight. A special thanks to the listeners and DJs on the Rock and Soul Stream for their continued inspiration. And an extra special thanks to Mistress Jessie for helping to make this all possible. See you on the board.
It's a blast! Holy radar! We're out of sight, we're gone!
You're listening to We're Out of Sight with Stu Rutherford on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio.
We're out of sight.
We're out of sight. We're out of sight.
Look in my direction.